Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, December 1st, 2011. 'Tis the season for Christmas concerts. First, and probably the largest, is the Overture of Hope concert in Toronto this coming Saturday, December 3rd. It features Steve Bell performing his symphony session songs with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. Mike Jansen, who arranged Bell's songs for orchestra, will also be on hand to unveil a new score for the song Chim Chim Cheree from his Try to Remember CD. More importantly, the concert will launch the new Hope Exchange Ministry, which focuses on supporting hope givers. Jansen will also accompany Jacob Moon, who is slated for the Christmas concert, The Christmas at Hughes Room, which will also include Ali Matthews. You can get details at www.jacobmoon.com. And Guelph's Glenn Soderholm is beefing up his backup band and rehearsing the wonderful music of Advent, Nativity, and Epiphany in concerts including many of the songs from his Christmas CD, Do Not Be Afraid. Soderholm will be a guest on next week's edition of Arts Connection, but if you want to find out where he's going to be before that, check www.glennsoderholm.com. And Kitchener's own Kevin Pauls is busy looking for dates, booking the dates of the 2011 Spirit of Christmas Tour. If you want to know when and where he'll be around, check kevinpauls.com. Well, if you have an arts-related event you want to have mentioned, drop me a line at robert@salonministries.ca. And we'll try and get it on the air. Keep listening, and I'll repeat the email address at the end of today's show. Christmas Morn from the CD Christmas by Bruce Coburn. This is one of my favorite Christmas albums and also includes my favorite version of God Rest You Merry Gentlemen that you're going to hear in a few minutes, and Jesus Ahatonia, which is more commonly known as the Huron Carol. And speaking of Christmas, we have a treat for you as we start the Advent season. A group of authors are getting together in Guelph to hold a book fair on December 10th to help you find that special gift for the reader on your Christmas list. Tonight's guest, Laura Davis, is the author of Come to Me and will be at the book fair, and she's with me tonight to talk about her work as a writer and the upcoming event. Good evening, Laura.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, I was looking at your background information, and then I was surprised to find out that you started as a singer-songwriter.
Yes, I did.
What started you down that path?
Well, I was blessed by the Lord with a voice from the time I was very, very young. And I didn't come to know Jesus as my Savior until I was about 18 years old. And up until that time, I had been singing in various places, and decided to, after a talk with my minister, I decided that I was going to go into ministry, in singing solo ministry, and it just kind of started around the time that, not too long after I came to the Lord, actually, and went on for 30 years, and loved every minute of it. Had the opportunity to sing in some wonderful churches and throughout southwestern Ontario and the States, and lots of wonderful memories. And then it just kind of came to a halt.
And we're going to get into that in a second. I was like asking songwriters and talking to them about the whole creative process. Were you the type of songwriter that you started with the words first and then develop the melody out of the out of what you had written, or did you start with a melody, or how did you actually do your songwriting what was your songwriting process?
My words always came first, and usually during contemplative times they would just pour out of me. But the one thing that I wasn't able to do, I couldn't write music.
Mm-hmm.
The melody would come to me, and then I would have to find somebody to write everything out. I would just sing it to them, and then they would put it on sheet music for me or help me record it, because I wasn't... I could write the words just fine and the melody just fine. I just didn't know where all those notes went.
Right.
But that's how I did. That's how I went about it.
Yeah, I'm actually the same way, and I always found the challenge with that. Now, did you use guitar, or did you just, did the melody just come to you in voice? How did that work?
I used the guitar. Okay. I did have a guitar that I had learned to play when I was fairly young, mm-hmm. and that helped somewhat. As far as putting it all down on sheet music, though, I was lost. I knew chords and stuff like that, but...
Okay. Now, when you went with your singing and songwriting, that were you songwriting before you became a Christian as well?
Actually, no. I had been singing in. I had had an agent and had been singing in bars and stuff like that before I became a Christian, in and around the Toronto area, and it wasn't until after I made that commitment to the Lord and said that I want to serve you with my voice and however I can, that all of a sudden these words just started pouring out, and melodies just started.
Mm-hmm.
In.
What was it about songwriting that really attracted you, that kept you going at it?
It was a really neat way to express myself and what I was going through in my journey. And I just couldn't seem to find that. I had written stories before, but songwriting was, to me, so personal and such an expressive way to let that inside of me out that mm-hmm. I just couldn't hold it in sometimes.
Now, the whole aspect of your musical career, and you're talking about expressing your journey and that, that journey actually came to a very abrupt end.
Yes.
What happened with that? What created the situation where you stopped singing?
Well, as I said, I've been singing for about 30 years in a solo ministry. I had an album out I had songs published. Some had been on the radio. I'd even been on 100 Huntley Street. So it was a fairly involved ministry. And then about, I guess going on 12 years now, a tumor was discovered in my abdomen that was fairly large, about 22 pounds it was. And when they were taking it out, they did something. I'm not really sure, but they ruptured one of my other organs and then sent me back to recovery without realizing what they'd done. When I didn't recover as expected, I had to go in for emergency surgery again. And it was during that time, apparently, they intubated me. And when I finally came out of it and everything was starting to heal, I realized that my throat was very, very sore. They kept telling me, it'll go away, you were intubated, don't worry about it, it'll come back. And it never came back. I soon discovered that I'd lost my singing voice. My voice was cracking. I couldn't, like I used to be a very high soprano. I could sing above high C.
Mm-hmm.
And I could no longer even get that high. I was more of an alto now, I guess. But even then, I couldn't control my voice anymore. It would go off on its own. It had crackles, and it would squeal and do all kinds of things. Just simply lost the whole ability to sing.
Now, how did you get through that? Like when you suddenly realize that something that had been a major part of who you are, first of all, but also the ministry that you had been involved with. How did you process that? How did you get through that period?
I was very depressed. It was very difficult to get through it. I must have gone through. I know I was angry. I kept asking God to give me my voice back. And I couldn't understand why this had happened after so many years in ministry. But it was during that time also that even though I was angry and I was upset, I still drew closer to God. And I felt myself studying Jesus' life. I was led to study his life and how he got through the burdens, the trials and everything that he had to go through himself. And in that process, I started to come out of my depression, but at the same time, I felt him leading me to write about him. And not in song, not with a song. That's what I originally thought. Oh, he wants me to write a song about him. But no, he wanted me to write about his life. And I kind of balked at that because all I kept thinking was, no,
mm-hmm.
I'm a songwriter. I'm not going to go down that lonely path of being a writer where you're shut in a room all day typing on your keyboard. I thought, there's no way I want to do that. And But the more that I resisted, the more I felt compelled that I was supposed to write something.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, one day, I went to my keyboard and said, okay, Father, I surrender my hands and myself to you once again. Use me like you used me when I could sing. And words just started pouring out. And the book turned out to be the one that I've got out now called Come to Me.
I want to get into that in a couple of minutes. Do you miss the singing and the songwriting? And like you said, it's about 12 years after you.
It's funny. I don't miss the songwriting as much as I thought I would. I do miss the singing, but not as much as I probably would have if if something, if some other creative part of me hadn't taken its place. I have found in the last little, I guess the last few months, a bit of my voice coming back, but not like I like it should. I still wouldn't sing in front of people. Mm-hmm. It still cracks, but I still believe that if God wants me to return to singing, he'll make it available. But at this point in time, I'm content with what he has me doing.
Great. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our interview with Laura Davis. We'll talk about the novel Come to Me and the upcoming Authors Book Fair. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Bethlehem in Jewry, this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, for which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Our heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. To the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas all others doth deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen from the CD Christmas by Bruce Coburn. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with author Laura Davis. You sort of started getting into the whole aspect before we went to the break, of taking up a pen and using that creative ability that you had as a songwriter, and now putting that into writing a novel. Why did you choose the historical fiction genre for Come to Me?
Well, if you're familiar with, I don't know if you are, K. Arthur at Precepts Ministries.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For years, I'd been a devoted student and had taken the training, and it was a natural progression just to study Jesus' life in an inductive way. As far as genre, it just kind of happened. I didn't pick it.
Right.
It kind of picked me. So it just kind of came about that way.
is that something that you read? I know that we've both been to Write Canada conferences, and one of the things that instructors will always tell you is to read the genre that you're going to be writing in, or read the magazines and newspapers you want to write for. Even before you started writing, was historical fiction something that you read on a regular basis?
I love historical fiction. It's my favorite. And in particular, I do like biblical fiction. So I guess it's no surprise that, I did kind of go down that road. But as far as making a conscious decision to say, I'm going to write in this particular genre, it didn't even dawn on me at the time.
Right. That's just the direction you went.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when you're looking at kind of, you started giving us an idea of what it was about. You talked about writing the life of Jesus. Give us a little, the Reader's Digest condensed version of what Come to Me is all about.
Well, it is about Jesus' life, but it's through the eyes of his mother. And it goes from his birth to his resurrection. It's written in two parts, so that the first part takes you up to his time as a child, and the second part, of course, is his ministry. It has the major theme of Come to Me is all about surrendering. And that really had I didn't realize that until after I had written it, that it was just all over the place in the book. Which had an impact on me because I had to surrender to God first to even get that book written. But Mary surrendered, the disciples surrendered, Jesus surrendered. It's all about giving ourselves to the Lord and what he will do.
Now, in terms of the process of writing the book, you're saying you didn't realize until after you've written it that this was the theme that was going through. What sort of, walk us through the process that you took to actually write the book. When did you sort of decide that this was the type of book you were going to write and where it went from there?
Well, the moment that I gave up that, the willingness to, when I finally surrendered and said, yes, I'm going to write this, it was just kind of overflowing from me, the idea that I wanted to bring Christ and his message to those who maybe not have heard it before. I wanted to do it in such a way that someone who wouldn't normally pick up a Bible would be able to pick up this book, read it, and find out enough about Christ and what he was all about, and have a good read at the same time. And I stuck to Scripture as much as possible. I include Scripture so that people will know truth from fiction, because, of course, conversations and other little things that I have in there are my imagination. My main goal was to make sure that this would be a book that you could give to someone who was seeking. And so I went at it from that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that we're wanting to talk about today is the book author's fair, or the author's book fair on December 10th. And I have to put a word of disclosure in here. I'm one of the authors that's going to be there with the book Chasing the Wind. But Laura, what can you tell us about this event that's coming up?
Oh, I can hardly wait. It's in Guelph on December 10th, and it is at Lakeside Church, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, how many authors do we have now?
I think they're close to 10.
And I can't recall right off the bat what the date is. I mean, excuse me, what the address is. But I know it's at Lakeside Church, from 1 to 4, and we're going to have apple cider and cookies, and just want everybody to come in and browse all the tables and all these wonderful Canadian authors that we have so that they can get some Christmas shopping done.
Now, why did you decide that you were going to take part in this?
I, as you mentioned before, we're part of the Word Guild, and I am one of the editors for the news bulletin that we have that goes out to the members. And I get a lot of news that comes across my desk, and one of those messages was about the author book fair. And so I kind of butted in and said, hey, can you use another author? and Sarah Davison, who sent the message out, said, yeah, sure, come on down. So I said, oh, that's great. That's wonderful. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Great. Now, just looking at the future for you, we've got a couple of minutes here, and I just want to start wrapping things up. Are you looking at doing another book?
Actually, yes, I am. I'm working on a Bible study guide, actually, to go with Come to Me right now, and it can be used in a book club or Bible study group. And I'm also working on a totally different genre, murder mystery type of thing. So. For teens.
And any hints on what the topic might be on that one?
Just started it. So I haven't even, I'm just kind of getting the outline down right now. So I'm kind of iffy on that one right now. I don't really want to go into too much of it. But the companion guide for Come to Me, I hope to have out in the new year.
Great. Now, if people can't get to the book fair and they want to get a copy of Come to Me or find out a little bit more about you and what you've been doing, how can they do that?
They can go to my website, www.laurajdavis.com, or they can contact me. They can contact me through email. If they wanted, it's davis_duo. @simpatico.ca.
Great. Laura, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection. Thank you to my guest, Laura Davis. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter @selaw13, S-E-L-A-W 13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.